Coming up on Roundabout, it's time for our annual report card. That's right. How well did we predict what would happen in 2011? Were the automotive tarot cards accurate? Did palm reading come through for us? Should we have consulted the bones? Find out if we're worth our salt as psychics right after this. Roundabout is sponsored by Advance Auto Parts. Visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, to get up to $30 off your next purchase. And by everyone's favorite online store, Amazon.com.
From the Great White City by the Great Lake, I'm Colin Bird's Eye from Cars.com.
And very annoyed sounding.
From the Blue Bitch Villa on the island of St. John in the Virgin Islands, I'm Eric Tritko from IMAX Web and Rumblestrip.net.
My name is Michelle, and I work on the Autobytels.
Freed from a dead man's jacket, I'm Stephen J. Ewing from Autoblog.
Keeping things on track and on time, I'm your host, Craig Cole.
And my feet hurt.
This is Roundabout.
Welcome to Roundabout, episode number 110, our weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and some of the auto news you may have missed.
I don't know about you guys, but we think we might have gotten Colin a bad night. He's a little bit crabby, it sounds
like. We get to have a crank a week. Last week, we had Christian being cranky.
Yes, that's true.
No, there is not fresh seed in his feeder for the Birdman.
I was going to say, did he wake up on the wrong side of the cage?
No.
They didn't change his papers.
Christmas parties and whatever. It's just insanity this week.
Yeah.
I get invited so many places, and I have to go to all these parties. It's awful.
People like me.
Hobnob. Ding.
Aren't those a candy, hobnobs? Anyway.
They're cookies. They're British.
This is our Roab Divination Special. We're checking to see if the predictions that we made last year for this very year that we are concluding were in fact accurate. You can think of it as time traveling. No, not waking up, you know, after being passed out, blackout drunk on somebody's bathroom floor.
I know what that's like.
Do you? You've time traveled before, Steven?
Yeah.
What day is it? I don't even know. So last year we made a few predictions. Each of us, I think, did three predictions to try to forecast what would happen this year. And this year now we are going to see how accurate we in fact were. So Ben, you've recorded our predictions, and diced them, got them into little snippets, little nuggets, if you will, and you're going to play those, and we're going to vote them up or down to see how well we did. So first up, I think we were going to get to Colin, Mr. Bird. He's going to spread his wings and fly like the eagle. So, Ben, what was Colin's first prediction last year?
All right, let's see what it was.
Right now, Chrysler's market share is around 9.4%, and historically it's always been around, you know, 12 or 13. I think they're going to edge above the 9% mark and get back into double digits and at least get above 10%. Oh, wow, I was so right about that. What do you guys know the market share?
We don't follow numbers and percent points.
I sound right.
Yeah, I think you are.
You said it with authority, so it must be right.
I didn't. You guys didn't give me the show notes, so I wasn't able to like research it to see if I was right. I was right. I'm right.
I believe they are past 10% market share.
I'm trying to pull up the automotive news to see if it's on here.
Steven, what are your thoughts?
I think that they are.
Okay, well, fair enough. So good job, Colin. You've got the facts. And a level up, you've earned that. The facts and figures to back up your predictions.
So, yay.
The hat I'm not wearing, it's
off
to you.
Goes off to you. Yes.
Tipping mine.
What was that, Michelle? You're tipping your hat?
Yes.
What kind of hat is it?
It's a chapeau.
Yes, I wear a chapeau. Fancy.
What was Colin's second prediction, Ben? Because he had more than one.
It's hard for me to remember. Let me think back.
This is like a Golden Girls flashback, so I love it.
I predict that the Chevy Volt in the United States.
Ooh.
That was so right, again.
Wow. The Oracle of Chicago.
Did I choose safe bets, or was that really, were these uncertain last year? I don't know.
Weren't they neck and neck last year?
No, they didn't exist last year, I thought.
How did we vote that last year, Craig?
I don't recall. Oh, I do remember, funny, because I'm looking. Nissan Leaf will outsell Chevrolet Volt globally. That was a negative. We said boo.
So we all said boo.
And the naysayer, Mr. Bird, was correct.
So good job, Mr. Bird.
We lose.
And he gets another level up. Unbelievable.
He's leading. He's leading.
But nobody else is gone yet. It's still anyone's game
best.
Except mine.
That's a good
He's
point.
A leader bird.
For the visually impaired. Okay. So what was his third and final prediction, Ben?
So I predict that Toyota will surge back to be the second place automaker. I'm not saying who they're displacing, but I believe that they'll be in second place at the end of the year in the United States. Whoops. Oops.
Yikes.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I think the bird got a little cocky there.
Cock of the walk. That is the air coming out of his...
Pardon me.
Stinking bird.
You can't win them all, Colin, but you got 2 out of 3 right.
Okay.
How you feeling, girl?
I feel like that might be good enough to win.
I think you're right.
I might have to sell some 911s to win this one.
All
you're
right,
confusing
then.
Our games again.
Well, he does that. You know, he's been putting his shoes in the freezer.
Yes, I know.
Early onset.
It's that old man's jacket I was wearing. It's just sort of...
He's been wrapping up his alarm clock like a baby, walking around the house. Oh, all right. Well,
the celery's hungry.
It's the weirdest crying noise. I've never heard it.
Sounds like breaking bones. Anyway, Eric, you had a few predictions, too.
Yes, I did.
Do you remember what any of them were? If you don't, it's okay.
I do.
All right. Well, let me think back.
Ben will refresh our memories. He's birthing one out now.
Hyundai will surpass Honda in sales for the U.S.
Ooh, wow.
No. That's
absolutely no.
Yes, Honda has per... Well, Hyundai Kia...
Wait, are you talking now? Or no. Is this now or is this still the recording?
No, this is now. We are now.
We are now in the today. Yeah.
We're at now, okay. Today now. No,
it's the ghost
wrong.
Of Christmas present.
Today now.
So wrong.
December 23rd, 2011.
Them. I actually saw that earlier. It's still less? Wait a minute. Maybe Hyundai. I don't know. No, Hyundai definitely isn't surpassed Honda.
I think it's Hyundai Kia combined have passed Honda.
Hey, you can't. You're editing your. This is not revisionist history. You said Hyundai. That's the.
can we pronounce it correctly
Hyundai?
For a minute?
Exactly.
Hyundai.
Is it like and it's Audi?
Yes. Audi.
Audi.
And it's EcoBoost, not EcoBoost.
Oh, I hate EcoBoost. That pisses me off genuinely. Even when Derek Kuzak says it. We've got a new.
Did you see the new Fusion?
EcoBoost engines.
The Fusion.
Anyway, so that was a negative, Eric. I'm sorry. We voted it down as well, Ben. His next pick was even more radical. He Whoa. Is bat bleep crazy on this one.
12 months ago, Toyota will buy Tesla and Lotus. 12 months ago, that wasn't a bad thing because Toyota was going to Tesla for all this battery stuff, and they were doing something with Lotus, too, and I can't remember what, but, oh, they were selling them engines and transmissions.
Mr. Bragman in the back will be on our next show, is looking very, I'm not sure, is incredulous the word?
Yeah, Eric.
Well, I was just suspension tuning in.
Aaron's meeting the man that wrote the question for Bob Lutz last week on Open Line for the first time, face to face.
So we voted that one down, Ben, and sounds like it went down.
Yeah.
And the third one was even better.
There's still a chance for redemption.
No, there's not.
Well, with that attitude,
I'm beyond redemption at this point.
Oh, yikes. Well, let's see how bad this really is.
By the end of 2011.
Okay.
The U.S. government will have zero ownership stake in General Motors. Got that one? Wrong.
Wrong.
It's like the McLaughlin group. Except you weren't spitting as you said it. And we voted that one down as well, Eric. So 3 strikes, you're out. But better luck next time.
Or next year.
Or next week.
You could say that. Next week. I like the sound of next week.
Are we doing predictions next week?
We are. How'd you guess? We are.
Now, Jeff Ross was here last year.
Yeah, he couldn't be here this year because he's
hoeing us out.
Yeah.
Basically.
What a bummer.
Hoeing us out.
But that doesn't mean he doesn't have to pay for his crimes.
Let's hear what was his first prediction. We're going to spread these out like a thin layer of Miracle Whip. And
dribble them out. So here's the first prediction from Jeff.
Don't use that word.
Miracle Whip?
Everyone, let's reflect back.
My first one, I think the new Grand Cherokee will outsell the Ford Explorer.
Is that the prediction burning up when it's done?
Yes.
I noticed it on mine, too. What is that noise? It's like a door closing.
It's the swoosh in your mind that comes back to reality.
You're coming back through the wardrobe.
The pain burns its way into your soul. So
he's slightly wrong, isn't he?
I think the Explorer narrowly edged out the...
Yeah, it's like by 8,000, I think.
Mm. And this was the one I wanted to be right on. Oh. And after looking at the numbers, through November, the Grand Cherokee is only down 11,434 units. So come on, people. Go buy a Jeep. Help me out here.
So much for being an independent automotive, journalist. He's pushing some products.
He's competitive.
Yeah. So, well, that is round one of three rounds of predictions we're getting to here tonight. But we will take a moment now to thank our sponsors. But don't you go anywhere, because we will be back with even more predictions. We've got to hear what Mr. Ewing had to say. He will be next on the chopping block to be wrong. Ooh. So
and wrong I will be.
So we've got to thank our friends at Amazon.com. Everyone loves Amazon. Mr. Bragman loves it. I know for a fact. He buys all kinds of stuff on there. We wouldn't believe what he buys on there. He even said it himself. So we're asking you the next time you go to purchase something from Amazon, because let's think about it. They've got everything on there. I mean, you can buy shoes, alarm clocks, food, those coffee cups that Michelle you get all the time for the Keurig machine, whatever.
Those aren't food.
Foodstuffs.
They replace food.
Yes. Food substitutes. Simulated imitation food.
Pods.
So we're asking you the next time you go to purchase something from Amazon that you visit our website first, roundaboutshow.com. On our website, you will see a banner ad for Amazon. There's one at the top of the page, one in the right-hand sidebar. You click on either one of those, it takes you to Amazon. Anything you purchase after following the link, we will get credit for. It helps us out. Very easy promotion. There is no there's no code to enter or anything at checkout like that. You just buy your stuff as you normally would, and you're helping us out.
Price stays the same. You know, you look on Amazon, go, that's a great price. Decide you're going to buy it. But before you do, please go to roundaboutshow.com, click that banner, and the magic just happens.
If you get the same great deal, too.
And if you, well, that's a bonus. Mm-hmm. If you've got Amazon Prime, free shipping, free two-day shipping, might I add. Wow. On most items.
I'm floored.
And then everyone, if you pay more than $25, you get free, like, standard shipping. So that's pretty good.
So you get it in 6 weeks.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, if you're like me and you shop for all your holiday gifts after the holidays because that's when they're cheaper, you'll still be doing Roundabout a service.
Exactly.
It's just help us out, please. We appreciate it. We appreciate your patronage. We can encourage you to use Amazon because they're good friends of the show. And to help you, to help just expose some of the products that Amazon sells. Some
help
of the
us help you, people.
And the breadth of the products. We like to highlight one of the items that they sell. And this week we've selected doozy. Eric is just appalled. Why don't you tell us what it is, Eric?
Not just for the pick, but for the picture with the placement of the pick.
What the...
That's mainly why I chose it, Eric. What are these?
They are Bravo Sierra fender vent / portholes.
So sticky back plastic you can fix
yes.
the car.
Yes, and apparently someone decided to stick them over the rear wheel of their what appears to be either Saab 900 or BMW 3 Series.
Could I put these on the Z3?
You could, Michelle.
I recommend that you don't.
And at only $7...
Will it make it go faster?
Aaron no, Bregman but a spoiler will.
Said a tenth in the quarter. Plus, at $7.77, you can't go wrong. Get two. Six for each side, then.
Is that a Saab 900?
People, there's only 14 left in stock, so order soon.
Well, at least I got the brand right.
Like a row of six down each side of the car, you mean?
Yes,
exactly.
Michelle. It'd be like the Lusitania.
Maybe you could put LEDs in there, at least get some entertainment factor out of it.
I'd be like the Wend.
The wind or the wind?
Honey, it would look good in your neighborhood.
Is that Santa Cruz wind or whatever you guys get? Santa Ana?
Santa Ana.
Santa Ana. Dead silence. We're asking the Santa Anas right now.
So Amazon.com, again, visit our website, roundaboutshow.com. Click on the banner ad. Go to Amazon. Buy your stuff. We do appreciate
it. And we promise they really do have some good stuff.
I just can't find any of it.
Yeah. Craig's just really bad at searching.
You know what you can also buy there that I like?
Hmm. Yes.
The Ostrom. It's actually ostrich jerky.
Oh, my.
That sounds terrible.
Good
it's
Lord.
Really good.
You're offending Colin. Stop saying these things.
That's his cousin.
Ostrich eggs are have you actually had one before? They're pretty tough.
No. Really? Pretty, they're tough?
Yeah. Yeah, they got, I mean, it's like a hard shell to crack.
Oh.
Yeah. And they're pretty ornery, too, when they're alive.
You can kind of understand in that case.
Yeah. Pretty upbeat.
Why are we having this conversation?
Let's move on.
All right. Predictions number two.
Yeah, it's time to... our way back to the regular show.
Take us, Ben.
Okay.
Steven was
so,
first on the list.
We're gonna flashback way back to 2010 when Steven predicted this. Can you remember? Hmm. Oh, I'm starting to remember.
I believe that the Ram brand of Chrysler, the Ram truck itself, is going to go back to wearing a Dodge badge. Because I don't think the Ram brand is going to survive, but I think the product will carry on as a Dodge.
Colin, is that a cow in the background?
I thought he was doing something a little more nefarious.
How you feeling,
what
girl?
What did we say on that one?
We voted that one up.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. We agreed with that, huh?
I'm sure I disagreed, though.
Yes,
of course.
So how did Steve? Why don't you tell us? Were you right or not?
I was wrong.
Oh, level down. All right, that's one of your predictions. Still two chances to win. You can take home gold. You can tie with Mr. Bird.
All right.
Isn't the craziest thing, though, now they're going to take the Viper away from Dodge, too? It's like, come on.
That's nonsense.
Whatever. SRT another new Viper. Brand. Yeah, SRT Viper.
All right. Number two.
All right. Now, I have to be clear about this because it can cause some confusion. And this is my big going on a limb one. I think that Suzuki cars will no longer exist in North America. I don't think the Suzuki auto division will be around. Suzuki will continue to sell motorcycles, and Suzuki will continue to sell cars in other markets like Japan, but I don't think that they're a strong enough brand in North America that they're going to stick around.
The noise.
I win.
Scary.
Steven,
you might as well have been right, but...
I'd say he sold, what, 30,000 cars?
I'm trying to look that up right now.
That's my prediction for next year. The Suzuki should do a joint venture with Mitsubishi, get together.
That would
build cars in Normal, Illinois.
Two failures is better than one.
So
I mean, yeah, it's like Suzuki doesn't exist.
Where's
the closest Suzuki dealer, anyone?
Ypsilanti.
No, it's gone.
Oh, it's gone now?
Yeah.
Well, we voted that one down.
Well, good.
I think I voted.
My third one is the one I'm really proud of.
Ben?
Here we go.
This one, honestly, if it doesn't happen, I'm going to be really shocked. But I think that the Acura ZDX weird crossover thing will be discontinued.
Let me answer that by saying that I have a ZDX on schedule for the first week of February that I'm driving to the Chicago Auto Show.
Does that mean you were right?
No.
Okay. Sorry, 2 for 2. 3 for 3, pardon me.
Yes.
You guys want to buy a 911?
Are you marking them up 50%? Why aren't I selling any?
Oh, you were pretty adamant about this last year. We didn't think it was going to happen, but you were pretty insistent.
Y'all are idiots. That's all I got to say. You go see this time next year. Wait, there ain't gonna be no ZDX.
Get an all hood.
You go see. I know he ain't my baby daddy.
Theater over here.
Hell no.
Next
next on Maury.
All right, we got a pick from Jeff now. We're flavoring our show, a little dash of Jeff Ross.
A little dash of Jeff. Here we go. There's the next one.
This one was a risky one. I think Toyota is going to try and come back from losing the EV race to Nissan, Ford, Chevy, and everybody else for that matter. They will have two EVs by the end of 2011 for
pure,
sale.
Pure electric, not plug-in hybrid.
Pure electric.
Pure electric.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about those.
It sounds like a book cart, like, going really fast through the library.
Colin is so fixated on the side.
I'm trying to follow it. There's no way where it came.
10 minutes. It's just, what's that sound?
What did Jeff have to say?
Gurney in a hospital.
Oh, again, Toyota didn't have two EVs this year, but they're pretty darn close. I believe they have quite a few in the works with their Tesla partnership, so I'm assuming this might carry over for the 2012 calendar year.
So as soon as they buy Tesla.
So basically,
well, I guess what do they have? They have the RAV4 and the IQ, isn't that some sort of... I don't know if it's coming to America, though.
America. We voted that one down,
the,
oddly enough.
Yeah, so. The Scion IQ EV is coming here, but it's going to be... fleet only.
Sorry, Jeff.
Last I heard,
it's because it'd be $60,000.
And on that note, we need to take another break.
Oh, thank God! Time for another ad already.
I know. Can you believe it, Ben?
I'm excited.
Show means less for you to edit.
That's right.
Look on the bright side. So, what? So, coming up after the break, we will get to my truly awful predictions. But I'd like to take a moment to talk about Advance Auto Parts. Our good friends over there at Advance are offering a wonderful deal. If you go to our website, roundaboutshow.com, click on the Advance banner in the right-hand sidebar of the page. Mm-hmm. Your ticket to major savings. If you order $30 worth of merchandise from Advance, you can save $10 on that order. If you hit $50, you can take $20 right off the top of your bill. If you hit $100, Stephen, you ready for this? $30. Save $30. It's a 30% savings. Oh, you can't go any higher than that.
You're gonna hyperventilate there, man.
Paper bag to breathe in. So, yes, again, it's very important you go to our website first, roundaboutshow.com, and you follow the banner ad. You will see on our website a promo code. You enter that when you check out, when you go to check out off of Advance, and that is your ticket to savings. You'll see the money deducted right from the basket. You'll see it. Boom. Takes it right out. Major savings. Again, that's 10 off 30, 20 off 50, or 30 off 100. Great deal. I've taken advantage of it. Ben's dad has taken advantage of it.
Eric, you should have taken advantage of it. If you haven't already, you should get on it.
I have.
See? He has, gentlemen. Yes. So if your order hits $75, you qualify for free shipping to your door. They will deliver it to your door absolutely free of charge. Of course, you can always... arrange to have it, you can pick it up in the store for free as well. So if your order does not quite hit $75, if there's an Advance near you, just drive in there, pick it up yourself for free. So Advance Auto Parts, we thank them for their support of Roundabout Show.
Ready in Advance!
You know what's a really random thing about Advance Auto Parts? They're like literally across the street from my house.
Do you order parts from them?
They're 600 feet away from me. It's crazy. I went to go get a screwdriver once. That's about it. They don't even have a parking lot because I live in like sort of a dense area, so it kind of doesn't make any sense. I don't. That's all I'll say. Since they're your sponsor, but okay.
That's quite the praise.
It's like I realized halfway through.
Did you at least order that screwdriver from roundaboutshow.com?
But it's right there, Craig.
You can still pick it up in the store for free. Or have it delivered.
I'll do that next time.
All right, you do that. All right, Ben, I think you know what to do.
It's time for you.
What was my first prediction?
This will be good.
Ford will have some sort of big scandal. Something salacious will come out. Bill Ford with hookers and blow or something, or some sort of safety
cover-up.
Is this going to
be like a blue dress scandal?
Potentially, yes.
Okay.
God.
You guys see what happened with my Ford tire.
Excuse me, cart's in the way.
No, you're actually kind of right, right? Ford fell off a cliff this year in terms of perception. I don't know if it's a scandal.
It's not a scandal.
It's a scandal, Steven.
It's not
a
scandal.
They lost their punch bowl.
Their reliability went down like what, 20 ranks or something.
That's just because people can't deal with technology.
The DCT, they say that's kind of. Well, I guess that's still a reliability perception thing. It's not really a reliability.
Ben, this is a scandal, is it not?
It's a scandal. Is it a salacious scandal?
I think it is.
You actually, in that prediction, described the nature of the scandal.
That is one potential.
Yes. Well,
potential.
I don't think
an
I
example.
Would put...
Nope.
I'll side with Craig, but wait, did you say the word salacious, though? I must have missed that.
Quality is a handshake with the customer.
You're making an agreement with them. Thank you.
And Ford broke that promise. They don't deserve to be reelected for another term.
I was going to say, what are you running for? All right, what's the consensus of the group?
Well, that was voted down last year.
No. Do we vote it down again?
Yep. Yeah. I back him. I think last year I backed him on every prediction he made, too, so I don't know. I like going down with a sinking ship.
All right.
Buzz that shit.
Mr. Bowman, flavoring the stock here. All right, Ben, my second prediction.
Green fad's going to start fading this year just like it did last year. like it should have last year.
Start fading this year just like it did last year. Can I just edit that sentence for you real quick?
Did the green fad start fading this year like it did last year?
I think it's been pretty flat for sales.
I don't know.
Is that fading, though? You just said flat.
Fading
with all the new cars, you know, they're always more fuel efficient than the last. I don't know. It's really subjective.
It was the EcoBoost F-150, not just the F-150 that won Truck of the Year, right?
Yeah.
GM's got all the E-Assist stuff now.
And there's all these new EVs, like the Chevy Spark EV and the Focus EV. And
650 horsepower Shelby GT500.
Thank you, Steven.
Kills them all. None of them exist. No Prius. V is for van.
V is for van.
Or other things.
But for every Prius V, there will be a Camaro ZL1 and a GT500. And a Cadillac CTS-V wagon.
But in greater and
with
greater
manual
quantities?
Yes.
That would denote fading.
No.
So are we flat or are we fading?
What is the consensus? Eric, up or down?
Down.
Steven?
Up.
Ben, you don't have
Ben,
a vote.
I don't get a vote.
Michelle.
I'm not saying down with you, Steven. I still love you.
I'm looking at the bigger picture of if you attribute green to things like, you know, replacing naturally aspirated engines with turbocharged direct injection, using lightweight materials to reduce the mass of cars, things like that. If you lump all those into green, which I kind of in a way do a little bit, that's why I'm saying up.
So is that up or down, Michelle?
He's kind of, yeah, I see what he's saying. You make me such a flip-flopper.
Oh, honey, I like it when you flip-flop.
He likes the John Kerry style.
That's no
I
one's
that was
style.
Wrong.
I mean, what? Well, Colin, do you have a vote?
Wait, so is up agreeing with you or yes. Is down agreeing? Okay. See, it's tough because you're right. It's like the Volt and the Leaf didn't do as well. And it seems like even though the midsize sedans, like the Camry, you know, is 25, 35 and they touted it, it's not really wasn't their focal point. I don't know. I will say that it's less than it was in 2010. So I guess that technically is the word fading. So, yes.
Yes.
So I think we're split.
Has Michelle voted?
I think she hasn't. She's flip-flap. Oh, yeah, you were going to agree with Steve.
I mean, yeah, because I have a hard time with it because I think that it is that green is really I think that consumers actually think of it more as a how they save money on fuel and daily expenses rather than an environmental issue.
So we have a tie.
Crap.
We got to throw it to Bragman.
Aaron Bragman.
He's giving it a thumbs up. Yeah.
He wants a 300 SRT8, so...
Ooh. This is an upset, Ben. Give me that level up.
You're getting the level up. You deserved it. You fought for it.
All right. it's a victory.
Third and final for Craig Cole. Here we
Craig's
go.
Craig's doing his Village People dance.
Yes. Craig MCA.
Last predictions. Ben will stab me sometime this year for making one too many Hungry Man references.
You are correct, sir.
I'm going to have to agree.
You didn't vote. All
Did
the
you
way.
Stab
You're
him?
Just wishful thinking, Ben. You're jumping the gun.
I'm letting you know.
I didn't, in fact, stab Craig Cole.
Great!
He made it another year!
Are we talking about dreams or reality?
You're on live TV, Ben. Just
boy,
doing
boy
that.
That's a good point. Yo, wouldn't that be exciting? Whoa. The ratings.
Yeah, I know.
On live podcast TV, I stabbed Craig Cole.
Get him!
But you know what? I'd ruin this brand new carpet we have here at the Autoline Studios, and I don't think John would be too happy.
Go
it's black. You'll never see the blood stains. As
Everyone's so excited for me to stab Craig Cole. You can go
Do
outside!
It.
We have a drain. They just put a new drain in the back.
Exactly.
No one will ever know.
I'm sorry. I have to give you a level up. Oh, wait. No.
It's
no.
a level up. Go ahead
no,
and get,
level
give me that level
wait,
up.
Wait, what was your prediction?
Give me that level
that,
up.
That
then.
You would do it.
That I would do it.
No, it's about Hungry Man. Level up.
You don't get anything. You just get Zach Bowman.
Buzz that shit.
All right.
All right.
Who's gonna wrap us up? Mr. Ross.
Mr. Ross. Our final prediction from Mr. Ross.
I think Rayla Hood and NHTSA will fail at getting texting while driving banned.
Oh, man.
Well.
Yeah, they failed all right.
That's fun.
Pretty much. He was right. Right? I mean,
yeah.
Is there any debate?
No.
No. No. Well, they just tried again, didn't they?
They'll get it eventually till you can't even drive. You're not allowed to what? Drive while driving. And then
that's what autonomous cars are.
Girls. Yeah.
You know, it's an interesting tidbit. Rayla Hood, he was over in my neighborhood, like basically across the street from one of my friend's house, giving some speech at the Blue Line station about a $20 million grant he gave us. It's like, you know, tiddlywinks, but whatever.
I'd take $20
million. I want $20 million.
You could open the auto birdararium.
The auto rail. Wait, that doesn't work.
Auto light rail, they're just cars that drive on track.
The bird rail, there you go.
The bird. What's a fast bird? What's like the fastest bird?
A Hayabusa.
Yeah, the Hayabusa rail.
A Hayabusa rail.
Colin
I
Hayabusa.
Think Falcon might, you know, might sound suffice, but. Yeah.
So Jeffrey Ross?
I think this is, well, let's hear what he rebuts, because this could be interesting.
All right, so I admit that Rayla Hood and the NHTSA did not ban texting this year, but you gotta admit, they should have. It's ridiculous.
But didn't he predict that they would fail?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is the man that texted me as he walked down the aisle.
That's right.
The Mary Amanda.
So I think he remembered his prediction wrong.
He disremembulated it.
In the past, when he called
in. He's aged a lot, you know?
Yeah, I know.
He's got those twins. They're a handful.
He's twins.
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 What were their names? Jessica and Jamie?
Bertha and Beulah.
Wow. Oh, I didn't know they were born in the 1890s.
They're in Jacksonville.
There was nothing funny about the Dust Bowl. So I think that's a show, guys. Good predictions last year. Great predictions, me.
Yeah, except I think Colin ended up with
I
the most
Colin
correct
won.
Ones.
I won.
Colin is the winner, Ben. What does he get?
I just closed the roundabout level up sound. So, hooray!
Hooray! That is a show, folks. Finished in record time, no less.
What's good? I got better things.
Because Christmas is in 2 days.
Well, I got better things to do here on St. John than to sit on Skype and talk to you guys.
I know. I'm surprised you got such quick broadband, Eric.
Well, the broadband is good. It's just the calling is a pain in the butt.
I'm impressed by the hologram, frankly. It's like you're right here.
Oh.
I heard the drinks were weak, too.
No, they've been pretty good.
Okay, well, fair enough. Colin Bird from Cars.com.
Yo.
What's going on in your world? Any comparison tests, video reviews? What's happening in the cars.com?
You know, we're revving up for the auto show, and we did actually this recent series, Naughty or Nice, was, you know, leading up for Christmas. This comes out after Christmas, though, right?
Yeah, we are recording this
after Christmas, I mean.
So. This actually comes out on Christmas.
It's a gift, really.
Oh. Today is Christmas, that is? Maybe?
No, it's the 23rd.
Today's the 23rd, yes, and tomorrow, in 2 days, we'll release it.
So, yeah, until we have our Detroit coverage, I'll just point to an older article I wrote probably like 3 weeks ago about we've had the Nissan Leaf. You know, I have it parked outside right now for almost a year now, and so I wrote another post about going into the winter and how predicted range after a TCU update we did with Nissan and just general through the summer, that the predicted range is a little bit better than it was before.
So you're doing riding now. They let you ride.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes he shows up in the syndicated content on Yahoo.com.
And he was on USA Today, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
He's a freaking celebrity here.
If you go to USA Today Drive On, like a lot of the stuff... a lot of my stuff gets repurposed there, so
that's awesome, Colin. Huh.
Did you get some back end on that?
No,
his mother is very proud.
Yeah, my mother is very proud.
Well, Colin Bird, thank you as always joining us. Eric Tritko,
yes,
where are you from and stuff?
I'm getting ready to head back out to the.
The beach.
The beach and the pubs.
The cabana.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But usually you can find me on the interwebs at rumblestrip.net. Or if you're in among the auto dealers group out there, you can look me up at IMAX Web. And we're glad to help you out.
Very 50. Nice.
Always a pleasure. Michelle Naranjo.
Wait, help you out? Like, you're going to take out their trash? Or you're going to...
No, I'll help them with their social media presence.
Ah, very cool.
I want presents. Oh, that kind. Sorry. Like,
do.
That was funny, Stephen. You can laugh at it. It was a word joke.
I don't have the ability to
They're
laugh.
They're called puns.
Ben made a funny.
Droopy. Let's hear some droopy dog, man.
Oh, boy, I made a pun.
That was good.
Michelle Naranjo.
Yes, sir.
Auto Buy Tell.
Yes.
What's going on to it?
So, as I mentioned last week, we have our Car of the Year coming out. It'll be premiered on our homepage at midnight on California time, December 31st. And then you can go to bit.ly/openpodcast and get... our December show with Bob Lutz. Aaron Bragman, who will be on next week, is on, and Chelsea Sexton, as usual, and we interviewed Bob Lutz.
Bob Lutz, I've heard of him.
Yes, he's a quite well-known chap.
I think I got to ask a question on that.
You did!
And he said, wrong!
So, Michelle, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Craigie.
Friday before Christmas.
I know how busy things are.
How's Ben going to get the show done before?
I don't know. I'm just going to have to skip Christmas. No Christmas this year for Ben.
Yeah, that's sad.
He'll have Travis edit while he's driving.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. And last but not least, Stephen J. Ewing, autoblog.com.
Hi, Craig.
How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well, thanks.
We're closing in on his final episode.
I know,
next week, last show, as a regular.
Final. This isn't the final solution. He is coming back, just less frequently.
Final solution.
Significantly less frequently.
Final countdown.
yes, things are out of control, busy. And
things are crazy.
It's with auto show season knocking on the door. I mean,
right around the corner.
Trying out to see me every other weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to keep this long-distance relationship with Michelle. Up, you know, going.
Well, if you had the One Series M, it'd be a lot easier.
It'd be, yeah.
Hint, hint.
Yeah. It would.
This life is too much to take.
Yeah.
Steven, you're a good man. You're a strong fighting soldier. We appreciate your presence on the program. Welcome back anytime.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Don't cry. Don't cry. We're not saying goodbye. We're just saying see you next
you're
time.
You're just saying get the hell out.
Yeah. All right. Remember, you can watch Roundabout Live every Friday evening, starting at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 3:30 on the West Coast.
Don't forget to check out the rest of the Autoline family of fine programs, including Autoline This Week, Autoline After Hours, and, of course, Autoline Daily. And if you want your question or comment addressed, you can always call the ROAB hotline. The number to dial is 1-559-ROAB-411. That's 1-559-762-2411. Do you need me to say that again? Do you need to get a piece of paper to write that
down?
Yes,
I want to dial it on my BlackBerry.
Okay, it's 1-559.
What is that in BlackBerry dial?
1-559-762-2411.
I've got it.
Good. And don't forget, we're on Twitter and Facebook. It's twitter.com/roundaboutshow, facebook.com/roundaboutshow. Pretty easy to find. Just give us a search. You'll see. Use the Googles. If you never want to miss an action-packed episode, you can subscribe on iTunes or the Windows 7 Zune Tunes Marketplace.
Did you just say if you ever want to miss an action?
If you never want to miss an action film.
Oh, never. Okay.
Ever. Michelle, who would miss this?
I know. That's what I was thinking. Why would you say that?
Put your hand down, Stephen.
Put your hand down.
Anyway, Xbox 360, you want one of those there?
I play 4 is a 4.
Yeah. So, anyway, thanks to all of you out there listening. Please join us again next week. Special guest will be Aaron Bragman. Don't want to miss that. Thanks for watching, and we'll talk to you then.
I get so emotional, baby.
What? That was Jeff.
It was Mr. Ross. Rossingham. All right, good show, guys.
From the Grand White City by the Great Lake. Wait, who wrote this? From the Great...
Keeping things on track and on time, I'm your host, Craig Cole.
What was that?
He said it was on track and on time. And I was laughing.
And he yipped.
Oh. I thought he was going to nip it.
We are on time. We're doing a week ahead.
Yes. Shh, it's a secret.